Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hello guys, hello my dear fellow foreign English speakers, and welcome back to Robbie's English Harmony video blog. Today is Sunday, but you see the thing is that I'm not really sure when this video is going to be published, because what I do these days is I just record a video and then I just store it there, and then I would edit it later on, probably a week or 2 weeks after that, and then eventually it would be uploaded onto my YouTube channel and published on my blog, but I have no way of telling when it would happen, for the simple reason that on most days I'm really busy dealing with my Fluency Start clients. That is what I do pretty much the whole time these days, 90% of the time, and only on the rare occasion I actually get a chance to update my blog. I know it's bad form, but it is what it is. I just don't have enough time. I don't have enough hours and day, for the simple reason that I'm gone throughout the days. I'm studying in Dublin in a college. But anyway, I'm pretty sure that I will get back to posting on my blog more regularly, because that's what I love doing. But at the same time, I love teaching my students, you know? So it's really a tough one, but it's my call at the end of the day, so I will probably cut down the number of students, and ideally I would only teach one student at a time, okay? But anyway, I'm just having my Sunday coffee. Cheers. Lately I've been drinking more decaffeinated coffee, but this time around I'm affording to have a real coffee on a Sunday afternoon, right? And the thing that I wanted to talk to you about today is, it actually slipped my mind. How could it happen? I knew exactly what I was going to talk about, and now, the thing is that this morning I had to visit a friend of mine, who happens to be a local. He's an Irish chap, and he also happens to be one of my English fluency good luck charms. And if you're not really sure what exactly I'm talking about here, please read this article on my blog that I published there about 2 years ago or even longer. And what it looks at is the phenomenon of certain people bringing out the best in you as English speakers. So basically, when you speak with this particular person, you feel like you're struggling a little bit. But when you speak with that person, for no apparent reason whatsoever, all of a sudden your English is much, much better. And I call these people your good luck charms. And a friend of mine that I was referring to a few seconds ago, his name is Will, and I worked with him for a good number of years. He is one of those good luck charms. Whenever I visit him, my fluency is just like that of a native English speaker. And it's a very good way of, What way do I put it, to regain my fluency, bring it back to the way it's supposed to be, you know? And also considering that I had a chat session with one of my students, basically the Fluency Star, Fluency Coaching Session, what I did is I visited my friend, we had a couple hours long chat, and I was back into the optimal fluency range. And then I could proceed with my Fluency Star coaching session. And I was very confident during that. And that's the way a teacher should be anyway, right? Because my students wouldn't expect anything less from me. I would have to conduct the chat session and be able to talk to the student freely and be completely fluent. So, but for you who are not English fluency mentors or teachers, I would actually rather call myself a facilitator. That's the proper term that I came up with some time ago. Basically, I'm not a teacher, I'm not a mentor, but I'm a facilitator. I'm someone who facilitates other person's fluency, right? But considering that you're not probably a fluency teacher or facilitator, this is still relevant to you, because you just have to bear in mind that certain people will bring out the best in your fluency, right? So you may want to speak with all sorts of different people, as many different people as you possibly can, and you will surely find out which person is the one you feel most comfortable with. All right? And then you can make the point of trying and meeting that person as often as you can, just to get into that safe fluency zone, and then you can push the boundaries of your fluency and strive for an even higher level of fluency. All right, and that's exactly what I keep noticing every time I meet Will. You know, every next time is more fluent than the one before. And today, for example, when I was talking to him, it felt as if there were no language boundaries between us whatsoever. When I was speaking with him, it was as if I were a native English speaker. And it obviously gives you a great confidence boost, and it's a great feeling overall, my friend. So it cannot be overrated, believe me. When you find your English fluency good luck charm, stick to it and try and get in touch with that person as often as you can. But obviously, if there's no one for you to talk with, spoken English self-practice can't be overrated either. That is the number one tool and pretty much the only tool in your array of fluency improvement tools that will actually have a big impact on your fluency. Keep speaking with yourself on a daily basis, and that's exactly what I keep doing, and that's pretty much all there is to it. That's all I wanted to tell you, my friends. If you find your English fluency good luck charm, hold on to it dearly and try and get in touch with that person as often as you can to push boundaries of your English fluency. So, cheers. I hope you're having your Sunday afternoon tea or coffee at this particular time of the day as well. But just like I said, probably when I publish this video, it's not going to be Sunday. It could be any other day of the week. For the simple reason that I just record this video, and then it will stay in the folder waiting to be edited, published and uploaded and all that. Anyway, if you have any comments of any nature whatsoever, obviously it will have to be somewhat related to the English fluency improvement, all right? But basically you are welcome to publish any comments and ask me any questions at all, for as long as they refer to something that's got to do with the English language, learning English, improving English, and so on and so forth. So, thanks for watching my video, my friends, and chat to you soon again. Bye-bye.